President, on behalf of the High Commissioner, I would like to thank the esteemed delegations and civil society representatives for their constructive remarks, questions, and experiences shared. These are well noted and received. I would also like to thank Ms. Diallo and Ms. Yanez Inofuentes for their powerful interventions. Thank you also, Honorable Judge Chair Affemler, for your presentation and report. Going forward, I would like to urge states to ensure representation of people of African descent, in particular women and youth, at every level in state institutions, and their meaningful, inclusive, and safe participation in public affairs. This has been echoed in the Pact for the Future, which calls for states to address the challenges and remove barriers that prevent full, meaningful, effective participation of all youth, including young persons of African descent, in national policy-making and decision-making. As it was said here in this room, a holistic application of the intersectionality framework can be a game changer. It can facilitate the development of a multidimensional analysis of the interconnected nature of human rights concerns faced by Africans and people of African descent in all their diversity. Such an analysis must then drive how states respond to systemic racism and related power structures and systems of oppression. We have also heard today that data and lived experiences demonstrate the systemic racism and multiple and intersecting forms of discrimination faced by Africans and people of African descent in different regions and in all areas of life, including and in particular in law enforcement and the criminal justice system. We call on states to implement the expert mechanism's recommendations on these issues. The months ahead offer new perspectives. We urge states to proclaim a second international decade for people of African descent and to engage in the elaboration of the United Nations Declaration on the respect, protection, and fulfillment of the human rights of people of African descent. OHCHR stands ready to support states to advance racial justice and equality. Thank you.
Thank you. This brings us to